The Yukon government's budget contains $8 million to rehabilitate a notably rough portion of the Alaska Highway known as the Shakwik Corridor, so the Yukon Party is demanding to know the plan. As reported by the news, that project involves a deal with Alaska that commits U.S. money pay to fix up part of the road, but the American funds are currently uncertain due to a section of an executive order issued by U.S. President Donald Trump, according to the Yukon government. The official opposition Yukon Party is seeking clarity from the highways minister and the premier about what they're going to do. Yukon Party leader Curry Dixon pointed out to reporters on March 11 that the government has $8 million earmarked for the project as well as $8 million in recovery from the United States government in the budget. He noted the possibility that the U.S. government doesn't honor the contract. Despite that, Yukon government should issue the tender immediately or as soon as possible, per Dixon. It's a seasonally dependent contract, so it should be issued very soon, and then do their best to recoup the money with the Americans afterwards, Dixon said. This is work that needs to occur. Three Yukon Party MLAs have raised questions about the Shakwik project's future in the first few formal question periods of the spring sitting of the Legislative Assembly. But the Yukon government indicates it needs clarity from the U.S. to move forward. Highways and Public Works Minister Nils Clark addressed the uncertainty surrounding finalizing funding agreements between Alaska and the United States given the recent changes in U.S. administration and the Trump-led trade war with Canada. Despite multiple attempts to engage with our United States federal counterparts, we have not received clarity yet in terms of a path forward, Clark told the legislature on March 10. The government of Yukon continues to engage with the state of Alaska's Department of Transportation and Public Facilities as well as the Federal Highway Administration. In the legislature, Premier Ranj Pillai pledged to bring forward information in a timely manner and ensure positive relationships when and where they can. Pillai hopes his government doesn't get blamed for a lot of things that are probably out of our control through the next 60 days in the House. I will ask the member opposite, over the next 2 months that we are here, to give us a little flexibility and not blame us for what President Trump is going to do, Pillai said. On March 11, Clark reiterated the ongoing communication between the Premier and Republican Mike Dunleavy, the Governor of Alaska, and between him and the Transportation Commissioner. They are certainly supportive of this project. Our view is, if it were discontinued, that would be a poor decision for important infrastructure for North America, for the Yukon and for Alaska, Clark said. The Yukon Party pressed on. There is uncertainty and to a certain extent chaos that is occurring in Washington right now, which we will deal with in a responsible and professional, Clark said before his microphone cut off and the speaker called for order. Dixon indicated the chaos is coming from the highways minister. Pillai commented that the Yukon Party flips from one day to the next. This is what we are going to hear every day. One day, it is going to be, you've spent too much. The next day, it's going to be, spend frivolously, Pillai said. Like I said, it will be disciplined spending on health, education, housing and infrastructure. That's what we will do, but please, Yukoners, watch what comes from the other side of the house. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.